One of the reasons is that old conflicts or instable regions or countries like Afghanistan, the conflicts are not being solved. Then you have instability in parts of Myanmar or in the northern Rakhine, in Kachin and other parts of Myanmar where desperate people are forced to leave. And then you have situations like Pakistan where internal displacement was going on. So Asia is a mixed picture where displacement is on the rise, more people are forced to leave. And for countries like Afghanistan, where there has been a conflict since last 32 or 35 years, it's not being resolved at all. Even today, we have 2.5 million Afghan refugees who remained on the top of the numbers for many, many years. And it was only in 2014, last year, that Syria overtook it.
So after your 9 million displaced in Asia, up by 31%, as you say, in 2014, we move on to the mega crisis, as the High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, described it, of Syria and Iraq, with 50 million people now displaced. And he repeated, as you said, the fact that old conflicts have no solution. In addition to that, we've also got the fact that we have perhaps the lowest number of people returning to their places of origin.
Almost a decade ago, in 2005, a yearly number for returns all over the world of refugees and displaced people was around 1 million. Today, it's over 126,000. The numbers are going down because problems are not being solved. Conflicts that start, there's no way to end them. And that's why we as UNHCR are making that call on international community that the humanitarians are no longer able to deal with the mess that the world is in with displacement. So there need to be political will to tackle and find solutions for these problems.
Can we just go back to Asia very quickly and the concern about Australia's policy on pushbacks, and as the High Commissioner said, possibly rewarding the smugglers by paying them to take the refugees away. What's your feeling on that? Can you give us a bit more clarity?
UNHCR is very clear on smuggling networks and exploitation of vulnerable people. These are criminals, the smugglers, and they should be in jail. But this shouldn't come at the expense of those who are seeking safety. So the worrying precedent over here is when you have countries like Kenya and other places where countries are keeping their borders open, you have a situation where we see that refugees or people who are seeking international protection, one, they're being pushed back. And at the top of it, we're also hearing accounts which are so far unverified, but their countries like Australia are paying crews to take these people back. That's very concerning for us.